Welcome to Excel Bytes, the podcast that delivers bite-sized Excel learning. Each episode focuses on a specific feature to help you get more from your spreadsheets. I'm Mike Thomas, and in this episode, I'm talking about automation in Excel, which sounds technical, but it's actually just getting Excel to do your boring, repetitive tasks. I'll be talking about macros, VBA, and office scripts. Three ways to make Excel work harder so you don't have to. And before you panic and switch off, please stick with me. This isn't about becoming a programmer. It's about understanding what's possible when it comes to automation in Excel. Say you had a process which, done manually, would take 1 hour. And that process was something that you did, say, every week. And that 1 hour assumes you don't make any mistakes. You don't press the wrong key or choose the wrong menu option. You don't miss out a step. Over a year, that's a lot of hours performing the same actions, pressing the same keys, selecting the same menu options. Now, imagine that you could get that process to run automatically by clicking a button or using a keyboard shortcut. And that process, which, as I said, took an hour to do manually, gets completed in under a minute. That's what a macro does. It automates that process. And not only does that save time, it also ensures that the actions that make up that process are performed in the right order and none are missed out. Macros can also include logic. Things like, if this is true, perform these actions. Otherwise, perform these actions. They can perform a series of actions multiple times, and this is known as looping. For example, perform these actions 5 times, or perform these actions until you hit a blank cell. You can even create a macro that allows Excel to talk to other applications. For example, take the data from columns A to C on the current row and create an email from that data. Column A contains recipient name, column B contains recipient email address, column C contains the text for the body of the email. At its core, a macro is a computer program, but instead of being a program that you install on your computer, it's a program that runs inside Excel. In fact, most macros are tied to a specific Excel file. Macros are written in a programming language called VBA, which stands for Visual Basic for Applications. It's a language that's been around for many years. I think VBA was added to Excel in 1993 or thereabouts. And I started learning it and teaching it in 1996 or 1997. And I know that because I was working for a small training company and I'd got myself a VBA book. And I suggested to my then boss that maybe I could deliver some VBA training. Now, if you don't want to become a programmer, and let's be honest, not many Excel users do, if what you want to automate is literally some key presses and mouse clicks, Excel on both Windows and Mac includes a macro recorder. In a nutshell, you hit Record Macro on the Developer tab of the ribbon in Excel. You give the macro a name. You perform the actions in real time, and when you're done, you hit Stop Record. And all your actions, keystrokes, mouse clicks, menu selections, etc., the ones you performed between clicking Record Macro and Stop Record, are recorded and converted into VBA code. This sounds great, doesn't it? Creating a program without writing any code. It is great. But the macro recorder has limitations. It can literally only record keystrokes, mouse clicks, menu selections, and so on. So if you want your macro to include logic or looping, or you want to automate passing information from Excel to Outlook, or Excel to Word, or Excel to any other application, the macro recorder can't handle those situations. And this is where you need to write the VBA code yourself, or get someone else to write it for you. And these days, that could be a person, or it could be AI. Although, as we all know, AI doesn't always get it right. Plus, if a recorded macro needs changing, you'd either have to re-record it from scratch or edit it. And editing a macro requires knowledge of VBA. VBA is dead. Don't learn VBA. If you do, you're wasting your time. That's not me talking, by the way. That's what I read at least once a week on LinkedIn. Now, I don't know whether the authors of those articles believe that, or they're just writing it for clicks. But let's be honest, Microsoft has made it abundantly clear they're not exactly investing heavily in VBA's future. They've not updated the VBA editor, that's the screen where you write and edit the code, since about 1993. And as far as Microsoft are concerned, VBA works, it's stable, and it'll probably keep working for years to come. Which brings us to Office scripts. Two of the biggest limitations of VBA are that, one, it can't run in a browser, and two, it can't run on mobile devices. And, you're thinking? Well, it means that if you have a file with a macro in it, and you open that file in Excel for web, or the Excel app on a mobile device, the macro won't run. But, let's be honest, how many of the 750 million people who use Excel use it in a browser? And how many use it on a mobile? A very small percentage, I'd have thought. To get around those two limitations, Microsoft came up with Office scripts. Office scripts are written in a language called TypeScript. TypeScript is similar to another programming language called JavaScript, and programs written in JavaScript or TypeScript can run in a browser and on mobile devices, as well as the desktop version of Excel. Sounds great, doesn't it? True cross-platform automation. But don't get too excited. Office Script can do about 10% of what VBA can do, and has been given even less love by Microsoft than VBA has in recent years. Now, last week we covered Power Query, and you might be wondering, when do I use Power Query versus macros? Because they're both automation tools built into Excel. Simple rule. Power Query is for getting data into Excel and automating the transformation of it. Macros are for everything else. Before Power Query came along, people would create macros to automate what Power Query does. And I'm sure there are some people who are still using those macros. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if you were starting out today on the road to automation, if your task involves importing data, cleaning it up, reshaping it, that's Power Query territory. For anything else that needs to be automated, create a macro. And if you're going down the macro route, I personally would use VBA rather than Office Script. Power Query is brilliant at repeatable data transformation. Macros are brilliant at repeatable actions within Excel. So let's say you've got a monthly report template where you need to create a new copy, rename the sheet with the current month, apply specific formatting, add a chart, and protect certain cells. That's not a data thing, that's an action thing. So it's perfect for a macro. Or maybe you're managing a project tracker where you frequently need to copy a task template, update the status colours, insert new rows, and email a summary to your team. Again, macro territory. Here's another one. You've got a workbook with multiple sheets, and you need to print specific pages with particular settings, landscape orientation, fit to one page, and only print if certain conditions are met. Macro, 100% macro. The more repetitive and action-based the task, the better candidate it is for a macro. I'll end with some practical advice. Start small. Don't try to automate your entire workflow on day one. Pick one annoying repetitive task that's not about data transformation and automate that. Another piece of advice is to always test your macros on a copy of your data first. There's no undo button if your macro does something catastrophic. Third thing, document what your macros do. You could do this by creating an accompanying text file or Word document, or you can add the notes to the macro itself. Simply begin the line or the lines that contain your comments with an apostrophe. Next thing, let Power Query handle your data transformation and let macros handle everything else. Record a macro for that thing that you do every week. See how it feels. You might be surprised at how much time you get back. And if you never touch VBA or Office scripts, that's absolutely fine. Even basic recorded macros can save you hours every month. Remember, the goal isn't to become a programmer. The goal is to stop wasting time on repetitive actions. Thanks for listening, and if you've got any questions or comments, please submit them via the contact form on the exceltrainer.co.uk website. Or if you're listening to this via the website, you can post them into the comments section at the bottom of this page.